Good morning, Dan. Good morning to everyone.
Nice to talk to you once again. Round 15 this evening, the Sea Eagles take on the Cowboys.
And who would have thought a couple of months ago this would be potentially match of the round? And thought Eagles would have been ninth, and the Cowboys sitting in third spot. And a lot of people are still waiting for them to fall. And they haven't. And they don't even look like it. They're playing with so much confidence. They're playing with a smile on their face. And I am absolutely loving watching the Cowboys play. They're the feel-good story of 2022. And every year there is the feel-good story. And it's almost impossible to predict. The Cowboys, they just keep doing what they're doing and making themselves and Todd Payton look $1 million.
And so they should, and I reckon they're going to go in as favourites tonight. Your thoughts, who's going to win?
Yeah, I think they're favourites, and I actually think they win. I would not be surprised to see this go down to the final couple of minutes. Manly at Manly, or Brookvale, if you want to term it that, is a completely different beast to any other home game of the year that the Cowboys are going to have to travel to. I really like the look of the Manly forward pack, and traditionally it's been the Manly backs that have got the wraps, the DCEs and the Tom Trbojevic's and the Jason Saabs, but I'm loving what Josh Aloi have been doing up front, laying a really simple platform. And the hidden gem, for me, has been Lachlan Croker, a young bloke who represents schoolboys as a half 5'8", thrown into hooker a couple of years ago after three knee reconstructions as a young man. And I think Lachlan Croker has been an absolute shining light for the Eagles, and Des Hasler feels the same.
And then we turn our attention to the other game. My side, the Storm, take on the Broncos.
Yeah, huge in the respect we have no Adam Reynolds. That's a tough one against an experienced side. If the Broncos were going to give the Storm a red-hot crack, they needed the little general there. They needed his game management. The Storm, they're certainly not at full strength. No Ryan Pappenhausen, of course. No Xavier Coates. The back line, it's young. It's inexperienced to agree with Dean Erromeyer on one wing and Grant Anderson on the other. Though Anderson in his debut last week showed what a talent he is going to be. There's some really good ones coming through the system at Melbourne. Make no mistake about that. There's another young guy, Jack Howarth, who's a back rower, tall kid. Now, he's on the extended reserves list. He won't be a guy to certainly keep our eye on for the future.
And tomorrow, mate, it's the Sharks taking on the Titans.
Yes, the Sharks and the Titans.
Can we make a case for the Titans? Can we do it?
No. No, we can't. At this stage, I can't. Look, I would love to. It's an organisation that I find has wonderful people away from the field, wonderful people on the field, and I can't work it out, mate. I just can't work it out. On paper, they are a better footy side than this. They really are. But what they've dished up has been appalling. And we spoke at the very start of the year, and I expressed a slight concern about the inexperience, the Titans in key positions. The key positions I'm talking about are the positions that run the footy side when you've got the ball, but the hooker, the halves, and that inexperience is shining through. There's no game management. AJ Brimson's the fullback. He's terrific, but he's had an injury-plagued year. Paul Turner and Toby Sexton are the halves. Again, terrific players, but young and inexperienced. Same applies for the hooker, Aaron Clark. And they're up against a pretty well-drilled footy side in the Sharks. This little game, I'm fearing, unfortunately, the Titans.
And finally, mate, who is on the podcast this week on the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast?
Unbelievable interview with New South Wales bad boy Greg Bird. A two-part interview. And much as he did when he played a game, Greg is the type of guy, you ask him a question, he doesn't undersell it, he doesn't oversell it,
yep.
He just tells you the answer. A really, really unique look at Greg Berg. The Weekly Watch is just out. It actually came out this morning. We've got guys like Gordon Tallis telling us which eight people he would invite round for a dinner party. We've got Danny Bederis, we've got Jake Clifford, Tyson Gamble, Marty Tapau and Dale Finucane talking about his greatest Craig Bellamy blow-up. So very unique. The Weekly Watch can all be found on Andy Raymond Unfiltered, wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, thank you very much for your time. As always, we'll catch up next week.
Always a pleasure, legend. Have a wonderful weekend to you and everyone.
And to you as well. It's 1332 4BU.